News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Doctors are right to leave these shores. We can't offer a decent life to our young citizens. So says Lorraine Courtney, the columnist with the Irish Independent, who joins me on the line. Before we speak to Lorraine about that assertion, though, that claim, our own reporter, Sarah Ruan, went onto the streets of Dublin to ask some of these young people, particularly final year students, if they feel they're going to have to move abroad after graduation.
Yeah, it's definitely something I'm considering a lot at the moment. A lot of my friends from college have already gone abroad. There's a lot in London at the moment, more so that's it than are even in Dublin.
I'm considering it. My sister lives in Australia now and she's a Montessori teacher and the wages over there are a lot higher.
I'm studying music in third year. There's no way in this industry a job's going to land your lap. You have to make what you can get, you know. So if I had to move abroad, I would, because I love what I do, basically. And I know there'll be loads of people going, he's just another lazy millennial snowflake or something like that. But sure, they had it so easy. Like, it was like $3,000 to buy a house and like £100 to buy a car, and then they were set for life.
Do you think that graduates finishing college have a sense of entitlement, think that a job will fall onto their laps?
No, I mean, I've had to go through 4 years of college and a master's just to get into an entry-level job, and I think a lot of people are in the same situation. You didn't need a degree 10, 20, 40 years ago to get a job. My father's been in the same job for 40 years, but I don't feel like I'll have that opportunity.
That's a load of rubbish, to be honest. I mean, nowadays, there's no such thing as a job for life. You have to bounce around and get loads of jobs and have ridiculous amounts of experience for an entry-level job.
Yeah, Sarah Ruan there, our own reporter, speaking to people on the streets, some young people talking about emigrating. Well, Lorraine Courtney is a columnist, as I said, with the Irish Independent, wrote this piece about why young people can't be blamed for seeking a decent life abroad. She joins me on the line. Lorraine, what's the basis for your argument?
I suppose we've seen it now over the last few years in the medical field. Between 2015 and 2017, almost 3,000 doctors emigrated. The majority of those were under 35. We're seeing it to a lesser extent in other fields, and it is something that's going to cause us massive problems. How we're handling it in medicine is that we're importing doctors from other countries where the wages are lower, but I mean, that's not sustainable because there's no guarantee they'll kind of continue wanting to come to Ireland when we can't offer them the kind of wages that are available in other countries.
How many of those young people are coming back?
Well, we're not sure, but you know yourself, you know, that people might go with the idea that I'm going to kind of go for experience and just, you know, then maybe settle down into life there. So, you know, there's no guarantee that they are going to.
I know that can happen, but I know, say, anecdotally, my sister's a doctor and her husband's a doctor, and they both would have been, they'd be counted in your figures, but they're both now practicing in Ireland. So there are people coming back. And if you look at the CSO stats, more Irish people are moving into the country than moving out. We've net inward Irish migration, stripping away all other nationals.
They are, but we still do have a shortage of doctors.
Even when you speak to the NAGP and others, they would say, look, that's primarily driven by the fact that about a third of all doctors are over the age of 55. It's a obviously emigration is an issue, but the retirement crisis is the real crisis in medicine, not young people emigrating.
Sure, but if so many of them weren't immigrating, you know, that wouldn't be such an issue. And immigration is falling, but at the same time, I don't think we should be complacent about it, because I think, you know, that life isn't ideal here for young people, and you know, we will be driving more of them away.
In what way is life, say, less ideal here than other countries?
Well, our entry-level wages are just so much lower than what's on offer in other countries. Our taxes are so high in comparison with what we get back for them. And that just seems to be, that's something that the government could address and just don't seem to be interested in it. Like, it's amazing that other countries can offer graduates higher entry-level wages, and we can't.
A lot of that, though, that the economic model, what's built into it, is the fact that, say, in Australia, when you're coming out of college, you're coming out with debt. You've got loans. It's the same in the States. It's the same in other jurisdictions. That's built into the model. It's not built into it here. If we had a deferred student loan system, in all likelihood, we would have higher starting graduate salaries.
I'm sure now that most Irish graduates are coming out with a little bit of debt as well.
I don't know how they're managing rent.
You know, if the rents had been as high as they are now when I was going to college, I'm not sure that my parents could have come up with the money, and I'm sure a lot of other people are in the same situation. Take the USC charge. Like, I really think it's time for that to end. And another thing that's always struck me as a very odd tax is the employer tax. You know, it seems kind of mad to me that you're taxing somebody for providing somebody with a job and giving them a wage. So maybe if the government could look at, like, lowering the employer tax, then maybe that saving could be passed on to the employee's wage. And that could kind of combat the high rents and cost of living here.
All right. Lorraine Courtney, columnist with the Irish Independent. Lorraine, thanks a million for that.